Hi, and welcome back to my AQA GCSE Chemistry podcast. This week, we will be looking at the atom and its subatomic particles. Now, you may or may not already be aware, but all substances are made up of atoms. They're really tiny, far too small to see, even with a microscope. In fact, atoms are so small that the full stop at the end of a sentence has a width of around 20 million atoms. It's quite a lot. The atom has a radius of about 0.1 nanometer. That's 1 times 10 to the minus 10 meters. And they're made up of 3 subatomic particles, protons, neutrons, and electrons. So let's begin with the proton. The proton is a positively charged particle with an atomic mass of 1. Protons are found in the nucleus of the atom, that's the centre of the atom. Following on from there, neutrons also have an atomic mass of 1, like the proton, and they are also found in the nucleus. But unlike the proton, they have a neutral charge. Finally, we have the electron. These are negatively charged particles found orbiting around the outside of the nucleus in electron shells. Electrons are so small that their mass is virtually zero. Now, examiners prefer you to use the keyword negligible, but writing almost zero is sufficient. So, quick recap question time. What is the charge on a neutron? Where can the electrons be found? And what is the mass of a proton? Take a moment to have a go. So, how'd you get on? Did we remember that the charge on a neutron is neutral, the electrons can be found in the electron shells, and that the proton has a mass of 1? Excellent, let's carry on. Atoms have an overall neutral charge. This is because they have the same number of protons and electrons. Because protons are positive and electrons are negative, their charges cancel out. For example, if an atom is neutral and has 4 protons, it will have 4 electrons. When an atom loses or gains electrons, it becomes an ion. These are charged particles and the charge is linked to the number of protons compared to the number of electrons. For example, an atom of lithium has 3 protons and 3 electrons. If it loses 1 electron, it will now have 3 positive protons and 2 negative electrons. There are no longer enough electrons to cancel out all the protons and its charge will be positive 1. For an atom like fluorine, which has 9 protons and 9 electrons, if it gains 1 electron, it will now have too many electrons, giving it a negative charge. Because it gains 1 electron, its charge will be negative 1. But we will cover more about how to work out if atoms gain or lose electrons, or how many, when we reach topic 2, structure and bonding. When we look at the periodic table and the specific elements, we can see that they each have 2 numbers, one above and one below the symbol. These are the atomic numbers and atomic masses. The atomic number tells us the number of protons. This is also the number of electrons in a neutral atom. The atomic mass number tells us the number of protons and the number of neutrons. So, how could I work out the number of neutrons? Well, you guessed it. I simply minus the atomic number from the atomic mass number. Let's use carbon as our example here. Carbon has an atomic number of 6. This means it has 6 protons, and if the atom is neutral, it has 6 electrons too. It also has an atomic mass of 12. So all we need to do is minus the atomic number from the mass number. This means we take 12 minus 6, which will give us 6. Therefore, carbon has 6 neutrons. So, quick recap question time. Why do atoms have no charge? How many neutrons does sodium have? You might need a periodic table for this one. And state the number of protons, electrons, and neutrons in argon. Pause the podcast and take a moment to have a go. How do we get on? Did we remember that atoms have no charge because they have an equal number of protons and electrons, that sodium has 12 neutrons, and that argon has 18 protons, 18 electrons, and 22 neutrons? Fantastic. So, let's finish with a short exam-style question. The question is, an atom of nitrogen has an atomic number of 7 and a mass number of 14. Give the number of electrons, protons, and neutrons in the atom. So this sort of question is typically worth 3 marks, scoring 1 mark for each of the subatomic particles numbering correctly identified. Pause the podcast and take a moment to answer the exam question. So, how did we do? Well, for this question, you should have stated that nitrogen has 7 protons, 7 electrons, and 7 neutrons. Now remember, with this question, you get 1 mark per correctly identified subatomic particles. So that's 1 mark for stating 7 protons, 1 mark for 7 electrons, and 1 mark for 7 neutrons. Easy, right? So this brings us to the end of this week's podcast. Thank you for tuning in. See you next time when we will be looking at elements and isotopes. Bye.